Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With insuremyvan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at insuremyvan.ie.
Ah! Testing! Ah! Testing! Ah! Is that on? Ah!
Wow.
Yeah.
Is that on? Yeah. To be fair to you, I suppose screaming like that, it's as, you know, it's as relevant as 1-2, 1-2.
I've never understood that. You know, you go in and you're 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2. You're like, just fucking make a noise that a human might actually make on stage.
Like,
you know.
Ah!
Ah! How are you? How's it going? Whoa! Yeah! You know, those are the noises people tend to make when they're doing a show, right?
Yeah, yeah, no, fair point, actually.
You know,
fair
Aerosmith never came out once. All right, there. 1-2, 1-1, 1-2. 1-2. You know, they come out and go, wow!
Be great. Somebody's, you know, I'm amazed somebody hasn't written a song like that. You know, a song called 1-2 or something.
Yeah.
I mean, that'd be brilliant. Like, if somebody, you know, halfway through their set, they just went into this song that, you know, over whatever melody, you know, 1-1-2. 1-1-1-2-2-2-1-2-1.
Yeah.
1-2-2-2-1.
I think I've just realised why no one's written that song. Yeah, tedium in its own way.
Then you can get heckles from the crowd. Do the 1-2.
Yeah.
Do the 1-2 again.
Do 3 is the magic number. there you go. Anyway, the weekend coming, I have to say, I don't know if I'm looking forward to it. I'm on the bike tomorrow. I have to go down to Limerick. I have to do all of this sort of stuff. It's going to be absolutely horrendous rain in that part of the world, it looks like. So it's going to be a... anyway. Oh, Jesus. But I actually don't mind riding in the rain when I'm coming home.
You're covered up in everything and you're all sort of like...
But it always gets in. It always gets in. You always get a drop on your bollocks. There's no way around it. That always happens. It's just the way it is.
And why don't
always
you wear gets trousers? Down your neck.
I don't like trousers. but you always like, because of the pooling and stuff, you know, you always get drops there. It always gets in a little bit. But it'd be grand. It's
do you wear anything over your leathers?
I don't wear leathers. I'm terrible. I wear these like hardy jeans. Very hardy jeans.
Well, no wonder you get dampness around your neck.
Well, I wear
regions.
Waterproofs over them and all and everything.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just in a moany humour this week, actually.
Yeah, I mean, so, like, what is it like when you're kind of motorbiking in the rain?
It's all right sometimes. It's all right when you're coming home. But when you're going to a place, it's shit.
Mm.
I don't mind getting wet when I'm going home, because you come home, you take off all your clothes, you know, you stick your willy in the fire or whatever it is that people like to do when they're at home.
Drying off.
Yeah, you know, you do all that. You can run a bath even if you want to, if you get very cold or any of that sort of stuff. That's fine. But when you're going to a place and you have to be soggy for 5 hours, that's shit, you know.
Yeah.
That's kind of shit. I hate that, you know. That looks like what tomorrow's going to be all about. But we'll see. Oh, Jesus. That's the only day of rain there is, you know, for the whole week.
You must be really looking forward to the...
Yeah.
To the gig, whatever it is you're going to see.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
to
the show and everything.
Yeah.
What are you looking forward to most? Oh, I'll tell you something. Saturday. Ooh. Going to be soggy for 5 hours. Can't wait for
that. 5 hours of soggy talk.
Yeah,
and then you get soggy talk for 5 hours. Because everybody that went there that got wet as well, that's all they want to talk about.
Right.
Me socks are soaked. My jocks are soaked.
Yeah.
And my hair is soaked. And then some prick, I came in the car. Did you? Fuck off. You didn't even be here. You know, you get all these things, you know, it's gonna be a long day, but I'm gonna make them out. I'm gonna get rid of the dread,
right?
By doing what we recommended people do in the show. I'm not gonna focus on the dread tomorrow, I'm just gonna do it. And tonight, I'm gonna try and make it do something to look forward to.
You're gonna distract yourself,
a big dinner, or a big sushi, or a big
for those
curry
of you who
or a
might
big
have missed
something
it
like that.
Earlier on. Apparently, there's a thing about, you know, scary Sundays or Sunday scaries, basically your dread, you know, the dread you get in the Sunday heading into the working week again. It was that sort of a thing, and they had all these suggestions about distractions or whatever, one of which was rub the Sunday scaries off yourself, was it?
Rub the Sunday scaries off yourself in a bath.
Wash.
Yeah.
Well, you do have to do a bit.
Well, it's the same
thing. Washing, you have to do a bit of rubbing.
I'm washing and rubbing the same thing, you know, as long as there's soap involved.
If you're rubbing the Sunday scaries off yourself, that'll distract
apparently
you.
Apparently it's good for you. Apparently it's very, very good for you. Yeah.
There you go. All those people have said, check your eyesight. No, apparently it's very good for
you. That's always... no matter the way they literally told you out and they called back then, just try and keep your hands off your own business. Isn't that the maddest thing ever?
Yeah.
I never understood
that. They never trusted
that.
You with yourself.
Why? And what's it to you? You know what I mean? Yeah. You're a young fella. You're finding out... You're a young woman. You're finding things out about yourself. You're sorting out how all your bits work. And they tell you, don't be fiddling with that one. You know, and then they come up with these lies. You go blind and all.
Yeah.
Or you'll grow hair in the palm of your hands and all. Do you remember that one?
Yeah.
And you were like, what? And you'd be worried. You actually believed these liars.
Well,
you
yeah, because I mean, we were you also believing the
you're
fact
like,
that
I'm going to have to shave me hands before me face and everything.
Exactly. Because you'd also believe that you'd, you know, you'd grow an apple tree in your stomach if you swallowed a pip.
Yeah, or it was made out of cat's guts. Or you'd get warts on your finger if you played with a bicycle
with
pump.
With a pump, yeah.
It's air, for the love of Jesus. How did we fall for this shit?
And that thing about, you know, the thing about the wind change, that you could, if you pulled a face, oh, you'd be stuck like
oh,
that
you'd
if
be
the
stuck
wind
like
changes.
That, yeah. And if you get into the sea with a full belly, you'd be sick or something like that.
Oh, no, you die.
You die. Yeah. That was it.
You
die.
If you went swimming after you ate something.
Yeah, it wouldn't be you just get a cramp.
You'd get a stitch and you'd
you'll
die.
You'll get swept out to the Isle of Man and you'll have to live there.
Yeah, with your hairy hands.
A fate war, yeah. With nothing to do, only pull the wire off yourself.
And you won't even know where you are because you'll be blind at that stage.
And you'll be blind. You won't be able to see even over to wave or anything. The madness of it all. I guess that was a whole period of time, though, where raising kids was about scaring kids, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Because you couldn't watch them like you could now. You wouldn't fucking want to. But, you know, and so it was like, they're going to wake up in the middle of the night, they're going to go out in the house. What are we going to do? We're going to have to tell them there's a beast under the bed that will grab their legs if they go outside, and then they won't do it. So it was kind of like, there was a logic to it. Like, they're going to get up and they're going to get up to no good at night. Tell them the boogeyman eats children alive.
Yeah, if they're awake in the nighttime.
If they're awake in the nighttime. That'll help them rest. That'll help it. That'll sort that out, you know. It's kind of the way. And they do it with adults as well. It's like, you know, even in the Bible and stuff, there was like, yeah, they tell people don't be eating pork and all now. You know, because not because.
Do they tell that?
Well, they do.
I never read that bit.
Oh, well, don't be eating it on a Friday.
I love a chop.
Jewish people are...
Oh, right, okay, that's all right.
Although I don't think you're supposed to... Anyway, they just said God said it because it was making people sick at the time. I don't know what was wrong with the pigs back then. So they said, God said don't be doing it. Because if Jerry said it...
Jeez,
you know,
I'm
not that mind Jerry, he's always sick. But if God says it, you go, okay, I'll do that then. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, but that's my theory. Obviously, it's not very well thought out or anything.
Yeah. I don't know if that's a literal translation from the Bible, whatever.
Yeah. God said... And now we're talking years ago, like the 60s.
By the way, I must remember which chapter Jerry's in the Bible. Yeah, was he in the letter for St. Paul to the Corinthians?
Matthew, Mark, Luke and Jerry, you never heard of them. The Gospel according to Jerry and the Corinthians.
Poor old Jerry, he was the 13th disciple, was he? He never gets mentioned.
He never gets mentioned, The Gospel according to Jerry.
Room. There was literally no room at that table. Don't tell Jerry we're doing this supper thing, right?
Oh my God.
Because, like, you know what I mean? I can only book for... What is that? 13 of us, right? Like, that's all.
He'd be raging.
He'd be raging.
He won't even be raging. He doesn't even go.
Exactly. And you know what'll end up with him is he won't eat the pork. So it'll end up just being, he'll order the vegetarian, ruin it all for everybody. Then we'll have to, you know, and then he gets mad about splitting the bill. Leave him over.
Wouldn't that be a hilarious thing to do? You know the way you have to do readings at funerals now, right?
Yeah.
If you gave it to a kid who didn't know any better and they got up and you would just read that when the priest calls you and they got up and went, a letter from Jerry to the Commodores.
Yeah.
Imagine.
Yeah,
went,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, once, yeah. Twice.
Three times a lady, said the Lord. You know, that'd be amazing, wouldn't
absolutely.
It?
Absolutely.
At a funeral, like.
And let's face it, we're all in favour of the exploitation of children.
Yeah, but you're going, oh, yeah. And then Jesus says, that.
Yeah, and the Lord said, "Holy Jesus!"
He said,
"Where will you go now?
Holy Mother of God, what are you going to do now?" And then we all said, and then everybody clapped.
Yeah,
I know. Yeah, but that's the thing. Once again, you can't even take advantage of kids for the crack anymore.
I know. Yeah, like God Almighty,
those are the days.
The new world. You'd wonder whether there's any crack left in it at all.
Yeah, Jim remembers those days well, sure. When the Victorians used to send them up the chimneys. To do a bit of sweeping for a few bob, you know.
What are you talking about? Sure, I remember that time I was on this mountain and this lad had, he only had, it's an extraordinary story, he only had 5 loaves and 2 fishes.
Oh, yeah. That'd be a great story for the kids to do. And there was the Lord with 2 sliced pans and a packet of fish fingers.
Yeah. Possibly more relatable.
And that's all he had. Yeah, it would be more relatable.
By the way, just I mean, I know it's too early for your kids because they're in creche level at this stage. They haven't gone to sort of like, you know, school per
yes,
se.
Yes, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I mean, I assume is the religion thing still?
No.
Do they teach it?
I don't know. Actually,
I know there's Educate Together ones and stuff that are different. But
and as the primaries, most of the primary schools are still have a religious element, I suppose. Yeah.
Do they teach it as a subject? Like?
I don't actually know. That's a good question.
I suppose you have to do something in order to like if you're ever going to get your few quid for your communion. Suppose you have to do something, don't you?
I suppose you do. Well, I won't be having mine doing that anyway. I'm too scaldy for it, you know.
You won't be having them doing it.
No, I won't. No, should they wear christened or anything?
Ah, yeah.
So they won't be allowed to do it if they weren't christened. Sure, they won't. I presume there's a whole order.
You can probably get it later or something. Can you
get your christening later?
Yeah, you can probably do that. You can probably
get a 2-for-1 deal.
Apply, you know. Like with planning permission, you can probably apply for retention rather than permission. Do you know what I mean?
You can probably
do it retrospectively, and they might go in the week before.
I'll put the priest on the spot. What was your name at your baptism? I didn't even get one. And the priest is like saying, "Oh, all these people.
What are you going to do?
I can't turn away. What are you going to do about Father? Nothing. Yeah. I'm not Father. None of your business. I'm only here for the money."
Wow.
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know, actually. That was mad, though, religion class in school, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It wasn't mad.
They were always mad books. The catechisms, remember that?
Catechism.
Catechism.
Yes.
You'd have a catechism.
What was a catechism?
I don't know. To me, it was just...
What was the difference between a catechism and the Bible?
I've no... Well, I don't know.
What was it? Because I remember...
And why wasn't it just called a religion book as opposed to a catechism?
I don't know. I really don't know. And they would never just to read you the Bible.
Because a catechism sounds more like an ailment, doesn't it?
Oh, it does, yeah.
I got that MRI. It turns out I have a catechism in my shoulder.
Me granny's get her catechisms removed.
Exactly.
Yeah, she has to go into the matter, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a day procedure, but she's not allowed to walk for a week after.
Yeah, look, I tell you, you entertain the people on the podcast.
Oh, jeez, don't do that to me, yeah.
And I'll look it up, will I?
Yeah, because it was gas as well. They would never just tell you the stories of the Bible or anything like that.
I feel like Joe Rogan.
You had to learn a song and all, do you remember? It would be like, today we're going to learn the song to do with the Bible called Zacchaeus, who was a tax collector.
Oh,
and he was
that's
a greedy
right.
little man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. How do you spell catechism, by the way?
Oh, C-A-T-H, is it? E-C-H-I-S-M. That's how you spell it.
Thank God for predictive text. So catechism apparently is a summary of the principles. A summary of the principles of Christian religion in the form of questions and answers used for religious instruction. So it was kind of like a religion workbook.
Oh, right. So you can ask it
so
things.
That was apparently. Yeah, it was like a holy Siri.
So a holy Siri. So yeah. So like you looked up questions.
That?
Yeah.
I think that's in the Bible as well.
The Holy Siri.
Jesus travelled to the Holy Siri.
The Siri of Galilee.
That's it. Yeah,
yeah, that was the word back then, yeah.
Yeah, that was it might have been just my pronunciation. I went to the Siri.
And did you do your confirmation and all that?
Oh, yeah.
And did you do your pledge? Did you do the whole thing where you stood up and says, I will never drink alcohol as long as I live?
That was gone when I did it. It was there when I did it. What?
Yeah, it was there when I did it. I wouldn't do it, you see, because there was a problem with that.
Maybe I didn't take it.
Even when I was 12, I was like, I'm going to the pub.
You didn't have to
I'm allowed.
You had to do it in your head or something, didn't you?
You had to stand up.
Oh, no, I don't remember that.
Yeah, you didn't do it out loud, but you had to stand up if you were taking the pledge, yeah.
Yeah. Mind you, I was doing it in English. It would have been, you know, anyway. But, sit down, you're not going to be, for God's sake. Sure, after this, you'll be going outside and having a can.
I never forget. So I wouldn't stand up to do the pledge, because even then I knew I wanted to go to the pub
someday. Like, so you had to do a big show of it.
Well, you just stood up, and then the priest read out the thing. You didn't have to like learn anything, right? You just stood up. He always says, all those you want, wish to.
Yeah, but if you didn't stand up, or people looking at you going,
well, yeah, I didn't stand up, yeah. And my ma gave out to me and all. And I was thinking, I saw you drinking this morning. You know.
Yeah, you've literally got a bottle in your handbag.
I was there before we came out.
What are you giving me shit for?
We're all going to the pub after this.
That's true, actually.
You know, we're all going, literally, as soon as this is done, we're all going to the pub.
Yeah, I definitely didn't take...
Dad's standing outside because he wants to be forced in the door. You know.
But I don't remember there having to be a stand-up bit and all that.
Oh, yeah, we had to do a stand-up. Yeah, 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 we had to do that, yeah. I suppose
they were long, weren't they? Confirmations are very long.
Very long.
Communions are all right, it's just a mass or whatever, but
they're
going for confirmations hours.
Very long, very long. And we were laughing and all about, you know, the baptism and all, but I do remember riding my bike to my own baptism. That's true. That's true.
Then look it. So you know that, and yet you're curious about what to do with your own life if they had to, if they wanted it or whatever. You just get a retrospective. You know, whatever the
But my dad didn't tell me what the God form is. They dressed me up like a little girl in these little short canvas shorts and a jacket. And I asked me that, what were we doing? In Marino, it was St. Vincent's Church in Marino.
Yeah.
And he says, don't worry about it. I was there, but why am I dressed up? He says, we don't be worrying about it. We went into the church, and the church, I think it was St. Blaise's Day as well, because the priest put two candles on my neck.
Bless your throat, yeah.
And then threw a load of water over my head, and that's when I started, isn't that mad, isn't it? I had to cycle back
home. Was it definitely?
Because he gave me auntie a lift in the car out to cycle home.
Wow. Yeah. It definitely was a christening, yeah?
It definitely
He didn't just throw that at you because he got a fright rotten. Mother of Jesus, what's that? He wasn't drinking a glass of water. Yeah. I just threw it at you.
I walked in and the holy water started boiling in the church. And the priest was scared he threw it in my face.
He didn't take it by surprise or whatever. Yeah. Sorry, Father. Oh, the fuck.
I walked in, all the candles lit themselves. Yeah. He was like, he was there going, I'm now calling you Damien. The Morning Star.
How old were you then when you were christened?
I don't really know. There's a picture of it in the book, though. There is a picture in the book. I'm very honest. I look about 7 or 8 or whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
So then it's exactly that. You probably got it done in order to make your communion.
Probably that makes sense, actually, now to say it like that.
Literally,
your
dad probably said to you, do you want to make a few quid or don't you? Now just go in there and get the water on your head.
And give me half. I'm your agent. He was my first agent. Is this the first gig you're ever going to do? Trust me. I'm going to make you a star. Just walk, enter stage right up the centre. Tell him your name. He's going to throw water in your face and we're all making a few quid. You're going to make a great career out of this one day.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at
InsureMyVan.ie.
You know it's August when there's absolutely nothing in the newspapers worth talking about, right?
Mm-hmm.
And journalists have to scramble. They have to scramble to come up with stories.
But I mean, they're scraping the bottom of the barrel, right?
Yeah.
And then there's... that barrel. There's no bottom in that barrel. I don't know what they were scraping.
Well, the bottom has well and truly fallen out of it. Because there's a headline in the Mirror today. The best Wetherspoons pubs in Greater Manchester based entirely on their carpets. This is the lows that people have been stooped to try and find content.
And yet magnificent.
And yet literally magnificent.
One brand of pub, one chain of pub, one the Greater Manchester area, very specific.
So a journalist who literally didn't want to leave that area.
And based entirely on their carpet.
On their carpet design. He has rated the top 10 carpets of a Wetherspoon pubs in the Greater Manchester area. Who hasn't wondered? Who hasn't?
Do you reckon he pitched that himself?
Or
was given it by an editor? Why don't you do, right?
Yeah, it's the question everyone's asking, John. It's the question everyone wants to know. You know, that's what we're thinking of. And then to try and make a big story out of it, like, you know, like the way the article even reads, it's like, when Wetherspoons has a variety of buildings that have been turned into pubs. Some were cinemas, snooker halls, banks. Some were train stations. Some were courthouses. One was a lighter. He's just trying to list.
Wow.
He's just trying to make words.
Desperately trying to kind of bring some interest.
Desperately just trying to say.
To a story about the carpets in a pub chain in one specific
literally
area.
Literally, he has a word count and he's just going, pubs, snooker halls, gyms. You know, he's just trying to fill the page. Literally just struggling to fill the page. And then saying when Tim Witherspoon... He opened it. Bespoke carpet design was very close to his heart. I'm sure it was not. I'm sure it wasn't.
Bespoke carpet design.
Yeah, bespoke carpet design. But you say, apparently there's an Instagram account that called the Carpets of Wetherspoons or the Wetherspoons Carpets account. Yeah.
Is that supposed to be a thing that they decide? Oh, I tell you something. No two carpets are the same in our chain.
That's it.
Is that what it's meant to be?
It's meant to be, yeah. And there's 5,500 followers, which is not a huge amount of followers on this account. And it just makes you wonder, doesn't it? It just makes you wonder. It reminds me of this. I
can't believe I'm asking this, but you're going to have to tell me what was number one. I won't even know it.
I
shouldn't care. But
he can't get enough of it. It was the Sedge Lynn in Charlton.
Write that down, folks.
So if you want to
If you're in Greater Manchester and you need a good carpet.
Yeah, that's it. The Sedge Lynn. There you go. That's the greatest carpet. It reminds me of a couple of stories that we've done over the years. The stories that weren't stories, right?
Yeah.
And it's remind me of this one. I had to Google it to find out if it was actually real or if I'd imagined it. But it is. And it was from the Sligo Weekender a few years back, right? And the headline is Hat Found, right? And the story goes like this. This is the story. I'm going to read it verbatim, right?
So this made it into the paper.
Yeah, this is the paper, right?
Hat Found was the headline.
Yes, and I'm going to read it.
They didn't even try.
Hat Found, that's the story.
They didn't even try and sexy it up.
No.
Unbelievable.
No. And the story verbatim is a hat has been found up a tree in Kearney Village. The head garment is green and has a white bobble. It was discovered last Sunday by a local resident. I could hardly believe my eyes when I saw it up there, said the resident. I got it down with a stick and I put it on a fence post at Laura's pub. The owner now has until December 6th to reclaim the hat, which after that point it will be destroyed.
But obviously it's a danger, I assume. Yeah,
they're going to destroy the hat.
It's a danger. Yeah. The hat will have to be put down.
Yeah. Oh,
by the way, are they going to leave it on that gatepost by the pub for all that time?
I guess. Maybe they will. And don't let that one be the only one, because the Dundalk Leader had a story. Man forgot he was wearing a jacket. A man who tried on a jacket in the shop.
That's the headline.
Wow. A man forgot he was wearing a jacket was the headline, yeah.
Brilliant.
A man who tried on a jacket in the shop forgot he was wearing it and he left without paying. Sean Smith, they give us a dress. 189 Waterville Press, they give us a dress. He realised later on.
There's no need to keep dragging it up, right? Yeah, it was an honest mistake.
He said, bloody hell. He says, the incident occurred in July 17th in Pennies. The jacket was valued at 16 quid. He realised his mistake and went back and paid for the jacket.
No harm, no foul.
No harm, no foul. That was the story, yeah?
I'm sorry, Bob, but nothing will ever beat a hat found. Or hat found.
Hat found, yeah. It's great, isn't
and
it?
A description from an eyewitness. And an eyewitness. I couldn't believe my eyes. He's never seen a hat or a tree.
Never seen a hat that high up a tree. Couldn't believe his eyes. Had to call the newspaper. And you thought Carpets of Wetherspoons was boring.
Glory days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
Bravery is one of those things, isn't it? Bravery is one of those things. Courage, all that kind of stuff that everybody would like to think they have. But how do you get to kind of demonstrate that nowadays? Because, you know, there's not a big old saber-toothed tiger to wrestle or... You know, there's kind of, I don't know, what you would have done in the past.
Well, you would have done all kinds
run
of things.
Run into a burning building to get somebody out.
You would have said, goodbye, mammy, I'm going to go and make money in New York and send it home. You'll get two letters a year to update you and I have nothing but the bag on my back and two shorts. Yeah. And that'd be one way of being brave, or you'd be sent off to war. You'd say, I'll see you when it's over.
I suppose that's the only one. Yeah. Not the only one, but it's certainly one of the more modern day things are the ones that still exist. The idea that people still go to war.
Exactly. I'll see you, mammy, and I'll be back when this bloody Hitler is finished. And I won't even talk to you till then. And that would have been one way of demonstrating your bravery.
So
back
what is
in the
it
day.
Nowadays then? What's modern bravery then?
Well, that's it. That's the question that psychologists have been asking. How do you demonstrate modern day bravery, and what does it mean? And how, because the standards have changed, and unbelievably, it's in this world that's kind of safer, I suppose, than it used to be. I know we still have a lot of wars going on, but in this part of the world that we're in, and one of the ones that came out is this is pretty big. Have you ever been able to tell the boss they're wrong in a meeting?
Brave.
You know, and the boss is gone. So here's my projection, and this is what's going to happen. And if everybody
I disagree,
again, and he goes, what? Excuse me? Yes, it's just I have a different take on it.
Yeah,
you have a different take. Yeah,
it is. It's slightly different, unless of course the way you disagree with your boss is by standing up in the meeting, ripping your shirt open, and go, no, not on my watch.
Yeah, tick. But I don't think that's what they mean.
We're just talking about changing the canteen around a little bit. No!
Shut up, you.
Yeah. Over my dead
body. Over my naked body, you will. It just shows how life has changed, I think. Some people feel that wearing skimpy underwear without shame... I mean, nobody even sees it.
It's brave.
It's brave. That's a brave thing. Wearing skimpy on
in public.
You know, something. Well, no, under your, well, no, under your clothes. Like, but you might just feel like, you know, if there's an old line there now, someone would see, whatever, that I'm not wearing proper pants or something.
That's modern day bravery.
That's modern day bravery.
Things have changed, man, haven't they?
They really
have. You know what I mean? Like, from the days of hand to hand combat, or as we said earlier, you know, wrestling wild animals for survival.
Well, guess this one.
Mean, protecting the clan.
Exactly. And then when you see 10% of people said they're afraid of saying in public that they're not really mad about Taylor Swift. Because the Swifties get so thick about it. They, you know, they talk about behind their back if they say it, yeah.
You have to be brave to say you're not mad about Taylor Swift.
Yeah. And then other people say they wish they had the confidence to wear clothes that are a little bit out there. Like a bright coloured scarf or something. Why can't I just do that one time? Or, you know, where, yeah. Or asking a stranger for directions. That was one that came up loads. So I'd be terrified. You know, they just said, like, if my GPS was gone, I wouldn't know how to get to a place. They're like, would you ask someone for directions? They're like, no. I'd end up rolling down the window and saying, how do you get to it? And driving off.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's a very different. I mean, in the past, there'd have been jobs that you would have had to been. Probably still are certain jobs you have to be fairly brave to do, you know?
Yeah, but there's one here, though. Young adults are genuinely absolutely terrified of making a phone call. They'll send an email, they'll send, they'll send stuff on socials, they'll, you know, contact online forms, they'll do all that sort of stuff. But when it comes to actually calling a doctor or something, they'll be like, oh no, wow. Oh no, he's going to ask me on the phone and I'm going to be like, you know.
Somebody will turn around and say, you know, how did you find that out? I rang them. You rang them?
You rang them?
Oh my God, you're my hero. You're so brave.
And what did they say?
You rang them.
Did they answer?
Wow.
Yeah.
A few suggestions coming in. A few of them won't surprise you. Number of people have said telling the wife to calm down is definitely a sign of modern bravery.
That's not bravery. That's just stupidity. And it's also being deliberately provocative when you do something like that. No one says calm down.
Or Kevin in Kilcock says bravery is actually turning around and going, yes, your bum does look big in that.
That's stupid.
To be honest with you, there's been a space of those kinds of things. Jurassic Greg has been on about the same. Although I tell you, Derek, to be fair,
yeah,
does make sense. Jim, you show bravery every Friday by actually eating PJ's cooking.
That's true. That's not a
modern day bravery, right there.
Mind you, I've seen him eat warm cakes and crickets and all sorts of things. I will say, the modern day pressures of life, they do make you. It's a public shame is what we're afraid of now. We're not afraid of tigers and wars, and we're not afraid of
sort of like physical danger as much.
You know what we're afraid of now is being looking like an idiot. You know, and that's why Jim, a big act of bravery for Jim is if he walks, if there's a new food place and he doesn't know how it works. And he's forced in the queue. That's a real thing.
You better believe it, you know, baby.
And they'd be there going, so would you like a smashed or bashed? Or, and you'd be there, smashed. Oh, look at this. Whew. And what does that mean? And they'd be there. And the queue would be forming. You know,
the pressure would be building.
And he'd be there, just chicken. Just give me a bowl of chicken. Just give me a chicken bowl, please. And they'd be like, would you like the diced chicken, the Cajun chicken, the pepper chicken?
Absolutely.
Like, just a spicy chicken. Can you run next door to Centra and just grab me one of their chickens?
I remember you told me that story about the time you were in that calf place near the forecourts.
Yes.
And it was a really kind of hipster kind of place. And they did eight different types of bread and a million in all sorts of kind of stuff and, you know, sauces and coverings and whatnot.
All that, yeah.
And the lad went in.
A little old fella.
Went in and literally just sat down. Didn't even go to the counter. Just sat down. And
Came over to him and said, are you all right? And he goes, sit up in a sandwich.
Now that, you see, I'd give out for that level of bravery.
They didn't know what to do. They walked away. They were like,
what's on it? Just sit up in a sandwich.
Sit up in a sandwich.
Yeah, but what do you want in your sandwich? A sandwich. Sit up in a sandwich.
And they came back and went, well, chicken, do you? And he went, yeah. And then the two like hipstery lads that were working there were started freaking out. And they kept having to go back. They were like, would you like a toasted? Sit up in a sandwich. Like Cajun chicken or the other
chicken. That man's my hero.
Chicken.
Hero.
Just sit up on a sandwich. No phone or nothing. Just sitting there looking dead ahead.
Man.
Oh, yeah.
There should be a statue to him.
Yeah, there should be. For bravery.
Exactly.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
with InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at
InsureMyVan.ie. I know we regularly have to, we're obliged to say, always drink responsibly, and you should. It's the right thing to do.
It is.
Be responsible.
Don't
for your,
be.
For your health, for everybody else's health, for all of that sort of stuff, always drink responsibly.
But if you are having one beer this weekend.
I was just going to say, but so if you have to be responsible and you're going to limit it to, you know,
one,
make it a perfect one.
Make it a perfect one. Now, that does require flying off to Switzerland or the Netherlands. but make it a perfect one.
Well, hey, if you're determined to be responsible.
It's probably still be cheaper to have that one than what some people would spend on a weekend,
to be honest.
They do believe, scientists in Switzerland and Netherlands, that they have found the formula and the actual perfect pint, right?
Yeah.
Now, Irish people would be aghast to find out it has nothing to do with the demon black stuff that we find in pubs around the country, right?
I've immediately lost all respect for this research.
Of course, yeah. It's like a cult. Guinness drinkers, it's a cult. I'm telling you now. It's a cult, you know. You have to pour it right. It makes no bloody difference. It's just a glass of stuff, right?
And the one thing I will concede on that is, right, the fact that you always, the one thing you see pictures of all the time are magnificent looking pints of Guinness.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It does become like an art thing.
I know.
Unlike, like you'd never see that with, nobody ever posts a picture of a pint of Smithwick's. Well, for obvious reasons, I mean, sure, you could do that.
That's the good stuff.
You could just do that when it's raining.
But God.
This is it. Look, they can't even say their own one without knocking another one.
You know, you get the airport points thing. That could be anything. But generally speaking, those moments that are meant to be sort of, you know, almost existential, they, you know, is that moment when there it is, sitting in front of you, looking like a thing.
I'm telling you, it's a cult. Guinness drinkers, it's a cult. It's a madness.
So anyway, Guinness isn't featured.
And it's not featured. So what is featured? Well, here's what it is. They have found the stability of beer foam is due to a protein that's present in the liquid. And this protein tends to be more abundant in what is known as triple fermented beers. Now, they're very, very popular in Belgium, the Netherlands and Switzerland, right?
Yeah.
So if you compare these beers, these Belgian beers with ales and lagers or the things found in British pubs, you know that sort of alcoholic dishwater they sell over there. well, if you compare it to them, it's twice as aromatic. It improves mouthfeel, gives you a much nicer, oilier mouthfeel. It makes the beer look more inviting and colour, and it makes the head last longer right down to the end. If you get this right, they do think they've gotten it right.
So it's Belgian, so, as opposed to say German or anything.
It's Swiss, the Dutch and the Belgians apparently are the only people that are doing this right in the world.
Wow.
They are the people with the perfect pint, they say. The liquid film gets thin enough, the bubbles burst, the foam collapses, but only at the right time. That's what they say. This actually sounds like you Guinness culters. It's just from a different country. This is the opposition cult, this is.
Does it give any brand names?
It doesn't, no, because they're being careful not to advertise.
I remember being in Brussels once, doing a TV thing, and we managed to find a moment just in the hectic schedule.
Yes, I'm sure you did, yeah.
Some of the Belgian stuff is very good.
Oh, it is. Oh, remarkable, yeah. Remarkable, yeah. Very, very good altogether, yeah.
I'm trying to think,
And the mythology that comes with it as well. This one is made by two monks that have never spoken to a human being outside of the monastery.
But the great thing, all this mythology. The Belgian ones, you get, like, there's full menus and there's all sorts of, like, there's blondes and reds and darks and you name it and all that sort of stuff. They really take it very seriously.
They do take it seriously. And they also, do you know what else they have done with, you know what else they do? Like, Guinness drinkers never do? They have fun. You know,
it's a very serious business.
They have fun. They go, do you know what we might do? We might put a bit of raspberry in this. Do you ever see a Guinness fella's head when an American goes, and some blackcurrant? They're like, mother of jeepers! Sweet Lord of Divine!
Call the police!
I'm getting the guards need to be called. So so they experiment, you know. That's something. There you go, Guinness drinkers. They experiment, you know. You don't have to do the same thing all the time.
Now, this is very, I mean, terribly, terribly wrong, but Alan has just literally sent us a picture of a pint of Guinness. I'm assuming it's from a previous
quarter
life.
Past nine.
No, I'm always drink responsibly. I'm assuming it's from a previous life. He just sent it in relation to that.
And Ambie sent you in a pic. That shows you right there. He just sent you in his favourite picture of a pint he has. Had in his life.
Anyway, look.
There you go.
If you're not going to give us a brand name that I can actually sample from the Belgian, Swiss, or Dutch,
you have to go to the Zurich and Eindhoven University of Technology to actually find it. Yeah.
So you can't even recreate it. It has to be just one a beer from one of those countries.
Triple fermented beers from Switzerland, the Netherlands, or Belgium from highly reputable pubs. They are the places to go to, yeah, for the perfect one. Yeah.
Highly reputable.
Yeah.
Wow.
They're not, you so
that's the,
week,
that's the weekend ruled out then anyway, is it?
That's the weekend ruled out, yeah, yeah. Yeah, but sure, look, watch, you know what I mean. What would you know about it anyway? Up there in the hills, you're drinking old potato stills and everything that you have.
Glory Days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
Now, I've completely forgotten what we... Oh, no,
well,
no,
I'll tell you what's going on.
It's come back to me. It's come back to me now because I'm not suffering from it.
You actually might be. I think this is a case in point of what you are kind of suffering from it, in that I want to talk to you and you're completely and utterly distracted by a screen, and that's what we are going to talk about.
Yes.
This couldn't have happened better, Mr. Emerton from Everton, because there's a new term that is around at the moment called fubbing, P-H-U-B-B-I-N-G, and it's a mashup of snubbing somebody by using your phone, right? So here's the scenario, right? Here's the scenario. I'm having a chat with Jim, and I'm going, Jim, and then there's this amazing thing, and we're going to do this, and I have great plans, and we're going to have so much fun. And Jim goes, yeah, 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 yeah. And he looks down and turns on his phone, and he looks and goes, yeah, yeah. And he keeps going, yeah, yeah, great, yeah, very interesting, yeah. Can't wait, I can't wait. Savage, yeah, yeah. What was it again? I'm like, I was talking to you and you fubbed me. You fubbed me.
This scenario would have been a lot more realistic and a lot more believable if you'd reversed those two scenarios.
Hey, listen, we're not casting any blame here. We're not casting any blame here. It was a high.
You are literally, I mean, from the moment that we stopped talking on air, like on now, live on the radio.
Yes.
Right. Until the next time we need to speak to, you know, again on the radio, I get to look at is the top of your head because you're looking down at your phone the whole time.
It was a hypertechnical situation.
So, do you do it in the middle of the conversation?
In the middle of the conversation.
Right, okay.
Or if you're having a conversation and you're conversing and you think you're engaged in each other, at least you're of the belief that you're engaged in each other, and then somebody just looks at their phone or, you know, has a scan or whatever, or yeah. They get an alert and they just decide to look at the alert while they're having the
That's
conversation.
That's considered a
fubbing
now.
Yeah. And it is rude. It is bloody rude. Yeah, I do it to Jim. I wouldn't do it to anyone else. But because it is bloody rude. It is. It's not nice, you know. It's
see, the weird thing is I kind of expected you to come down on the side of this. Because you know the way you
when I'm doing it, obviously. But
you know the way there used to be the argument about screens at the dinner table and all that. And, you know, whatever. And you always came down on the side of, well, of course you need a screen. Otherwise you'd have to talk to the people around you. And that just leads to fights.
That's different, though. Family is different. I mean, nobody wants to talk to them. But I'm talking about real people.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. You know, real
people. That's the difference.
Yeah, yeah, that's different. You know, people that, you know, you've been looking forward to seeing and everything.
How does this not come under the banner of multitasking, by the way? Because somebody's going to use that on you. I am listening to you. Yeah, but you're just looking at your phone. You're going through your phone. Yeah, I know, but I'm listening to you. I can do two things at once, can't I?
That's honestly, that's not the same thing. You know, here's the thing for a start. You can't, right? You can't. You have split loyalties here, and one of us is less important than the other. And let's face it, if the phone is in your hand and I'm talking, you are making a preference to what's on the phone,
right?
And these are also people that think they're multitasking because they do two things that are almost involuntary to them. You know, if you fart and whistle at the same time, it's not multimedia. You haven't done an extraordinary trick. It's an involuntary tick that you should have sorted out by a doctor.
Sorry, man. It's just the idea that somebody would do that and then claim multitasking as an excuse.
Yeah, exactly.
And you just fart and whistle at the same time. Yes, I was multitasking. Yeah. What about it?
Exactly, yeah. I do it all the time. I'm very good at it. I do the bass down below and the treble up the top.
Wow.
Yeah, and that's literally the same logic that somebody is using when they say you're talking to them and they're looking at the phone. Right. It's an involuntary reaction.
So they're not, they're just fubbing.
They're just fubbing, you're just being rude, you're just fubbing
someone.
You're
a fubber, that's what you are.
Yeah, you're a big fubber, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And they say you should keep a diary.
Can you shout at somebody, for fub's sake?
Yeah, for fub's sake, get off your phone. You're such a fubbing idiot.
You've been listening to Glory Days, the best of Radio Nova's Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. Catch the show live weekdays 6 to 10 on FM, online at nova.ie, or on the Nova app.